CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Australia, there is an election in a few days between the incumbent, Scott Morrison, and the challenger, Anthony Albanese. I welcome Scott Maimon of CBS News in Queensland, Brisbane, looking at this race, not in terms of the personalities, although they are vivid in television debate, but the themes. The first theme I'm checking off is what Scott and I have talked about for the last year or more, the recovery from the pandemic. The Omicron is in the land and the economy is recovering, or is it? Scott, a very good day to you. Is the perception that you are in recovery and that the virus is ebbing? Is that generally understood? Good day to you.
G'day, John. Yeah, it's a twofold story, this COVID thing at the moment. We're being told it's business as usual, that we're supposed to go about things like we normally did. If you do get a cold, the flu, COVID, take a few days off and then go back to work. If you're needing a test, you got to pay for it yourself, because in the eyes of the government, and remember, we've got multiple levels of government here, in the eyes of the government, COVID is a thing of the past. But if you look at the actual figures that are coming out, John, if you take a look at who is getting sick and where, you'll find that we've had levels that have gone further than what our pandemic rates were. We've got a lot more people sick. We've got more people in hospital. In the average layperson, the COVID situation has not resolved yet. And we are just here on our own, basically doing what we think is best, because we feel like the government has left us.
And the economy, where is it, Scott?
Yeah, again, once it depends who you speak with. In the eyes of the government, we're being told everything's rosy, we're back on track, unemployment's at a good level. The functionality of what the government did during the pandemic is working. But try explaining that to the hundreds of thousands of people who have lost their jobs, through no fault of their own, we should add, because of the situation with cafes closing down, with businesses unable to operate because of the pandemic. We are seeing a grave amount of people who are without jobs, without employment, and some cases starting to lose their homes because of the situation of the pandemic. Now, the pandemic was twofold. We had the emergency, and then we had the government's handling of the emergency. Two different emergencies that have eventuated from all of this, John.
Also in the debate, China, in the form of the Solomon Islands melodrama, China is perceived in general as a threat to the United States, to Europe. How is it represented in this election?
Again, we are being told one thing by the government, and the Australians are seeing right through it. In the eyes of the government, we're being told everything is sweet, everything's on track, we understand what's going on, but it is a concern that China is taking over the Solomon Islands. Now, let's be fair here. China has come out and said, what we're doing is we're helping, we're not taking an island and using it to our military advantage. That's what they're saying. What we are seeing is that we do have the potential for China to put a military base on the Solomons, but it doesn't make it any better when our Prime Minister comes out and says, this is an act of war. It did not go over well, not only with China, but the people of the Solomons either. In fact, at a recent electioneering campaign, the Prime Minister was, at the center of a security scare when the former ambassador for the Solomon Islands, and we're talking about 30-odd years ago now, broke through the crowd and tried to reach the Prime Minister, yelling and screaming that he has lost his vote because of his actions over the Solomons. The Solomons have been forgotten about. A lot of the Pacifica has been forgotten about. The money that was brought in from the Australian government to the Pacific Island nations has been dropped. And it's only through this exercise with China that we've seen just how much has been forgotten about by Australian authorities over the Pacific region. It's something which has become an election issue in such a short amount of time.
The climate. climate change weighs on everyone during the pandemic and now during the energy shortage in Europe and around the world because of the war in Europe and because of the incomplete recovery and the high prices. Does climate change remain a major issue in this political campaign? And I attach to that the weather. First of all, are they talking about energy? Are they talking about reviving your coal fields or and your oil fields?
A lot of it goes back to cost of living as well associated with climate change. And so what our opposition is doing in the election, they've started to come out with cost of living. They've started to come out and talk about the Great Barrier Reef. Efforts, greater efforts needed to circumvent climate change. The government, on the other hand, seems to be dropping the ball on all of this. It's talking about the cost of living, but doing so in a way that everybody in Australia looks at what the government's initiatives are, going, well, why are you doing this now when you should have done this ages ago before the election was called? So a lot of people saying that what the government's doing now is nothing more than electioneering, just trying to win votes. A lot of people going back to the climate change theory with the bushfires from about 3 years ago. You may remember that, John. It was terrible, tragic. We had so many lives lost, homes destroyed. And while that was going on, our Prime Minister could not be found anywhere. It turned out he was having a holiday in Hawaii, but his staff lied about it. So he got caught out because a member of the public ran into him in, of all places, Hawaii, took a snapshot, sent it back to the media in Australia saying, this is where our Prime Minister is. So there is climate change, and like you said, breaking it down with the bushfires, with what's going on with the Great Barrier Reef, even the weather that we've got today.
Oh, let's talk about the weather. You've had La Nina all your summer. Now it's in your autumn and winter coming on. The expectation is La Nina to redouble its efforts and joined with the what is called the Indian Ocean Dipole. In other words, a lot of moisture coming your way. Is it raining now or has it been raining this week, Scott?
This is fascinating. It's been raining all week. Now, where I am, you may remember a few months ago, we got crunched. We got absolutely schmozzled by the weather. I've still got buckets where the water has been leaking in my house. But we're the lucky ones. We've got parts of Queensland, parts of New South Wales, which are once again underwater. It's phenomenal the amount of water we've had. Some of the rain event has moved out to sea, which we are incredibly thankful of. But there is that second element, that's the dipole you were talking about, which is crunching all that wet weather and causing La Nina, which was supposed to have checked out by now. It hasn't. We've got La Nina here for a long time to come, it seems. And of course, we're getting all the wet stuff, and where you are in the United States, you're getting nothing. It's such a dry spell.
Yes, we've got a drought in the western part of the United States on the Pacific Rim. The expectation of your homes that were damaged in the flooding in the summertime, is there time to fix them or are they going to be abandoned? We have less than a minute.
Once again, it's still up in the air. Some repairers say that they will take up until September to be able to come out and inspect properties. It's just so mammoth. We've never seen anything to this scale of disaster here in Australia. So some homes will be repaired. Other people have just said, no, we're out of here, we're leaving. We're just going to abandon the property. But a lot of the insurance companies are saying by the year 2032, which is when our Olympics are due in Australia, these homes won't be insurable.
Scott Maiman is reporting for CBS News. He's in Brisbane, Queensland. La Nina and winter coming on. I'm John Bashley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.